This is Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim. Jim on the Air. On the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim.
On the Air.
Jim on the Air.
With your host.
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 Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni. Jim Sirianni.
With your tiny little host. With your host.
Jim Sirianni. Jim Sirianni.
Hi,
it's Jim. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Sirianni, your host. Your host with the most, or your hostess with the mostest. I have to say that every single time. I'm contractually obligated to use that joke every single time until another one comes along. And if you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you. Anyway, I'm very excited. We have a very exciting show coming up this time around. But before we get started, just kind of getting all the business out of the way. Again, the show is called Jim on the Air, and you might be watching this on YouTube or listening to it on a podcast platform like Spotify. And if you're watching on YouTube, I hope you will like and subscribe and share and do all those things for the show. And if you are listening to this for the first time, you might be listening on Spotify, but the show is available on several different platforms, on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Anchor.fm, Google Podcast, just to name a few. And I think there's like three or four other platforms that I can't think of off the top of my head. But if you'd like to, share this with other people, that I would greatly appreciate it. Again, it's Jim on the Air. And I'm hoping to do this at least once a week, but who knows? It may be whenever I get a chance. Anywho, just to get right down to it, my guest this time around is Joel Ramirez, but also known as Miss Kitty Willows. And Miss Kitty will be participating in Le Femme Fatale Drag Review and Cabaret, which is coming up at Center Stage Theater. It's an encore presentation, actually. The show was done back in July, and now here we are already at the end of August, and we're doing an encore presentation of Les Femmes Fatales at Center Stage. And the show will be Thursday, August 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Center Stage. And for tickets, you can call 805-963-0408. That's 963-0408. Or you can go to their website, centerstagetheater.org, and theater spelled E-R, centerstagetheater.org, and you can purchase tickets there. We'd love to have you come see it. And Miss Kitty is one of our co-producers and artistic directors for the show, and we are so excited to chat with her today on Jim on the Air. Welcome to the show, Miss Kitty.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us. First of all, we have to talk about our backgrounds. I love yours. What is that behind you virtually?
That is basically my failure of lighting an incense candle for to get rid of like mosquitoes, and it wasn't working properly, so I decided to throw some lighter fluid on it, and it ended up just kind of went poof.
Poof. Oh no, lighter fluid. Oh no.
So I had a little bonfire plus the incense going around. So I was good with no mosquitoes for about an hour or so.
No mosquitoes and no other creatures of any kind.
Exactly. Yeah.
No rats, no raccoons, no skunks, no.
Oh my God. I did have a possum that came to my house prior a week, probably from that picture. And it was a little one, and it looked like I got attacked, and it was just sitting on our front doorstep, and we didn't even know what to do, poor thing.
Oh no.
We were just like, oh my God, what is that?
What is that thing doing here?
It was there. I put it in a box, and then, we had to call animal control to come pick it up. But that was kind of like one of those, we do get critters, it's just.
We do too. At my house, we get possums and raccoons, and you can tell we get skunks because all of a sudden we'll be watching TV and I'm like, oh, I smell skunks somewhere in the neighborhood.
You actually don't have them around in our neighborhood, which is kind of interesting.
I think it just depends on the type of neighborhood or how comfortable I think they feel coming into it.
I think maybe. I think it's most of it because I'm in the valley as well. So it's I don't think we got those type of creatures around here. So it's more just
by valley, you mean the San Fernando Valley, correct?
San Gabriel Valley.
Oh, San Gabriel. So, okay.
We got more possums than anything. I don't think we even have raccoons. It's kind of interesting. But
Oh,
I don't have
okay.
sleep skunks either. So it's just
Yeah.
kind of.
So your background there is the mosquito killer. And then I'm here in my vacation home in the Bahamas. That's why I'm
Oh, I
wearing
love
my
it.
shirt. Actually, Terry Ball, who is the executive director at Center Stage, she gave this to me. I was when she was actually she and her wife were in Tahiti recently, and so I was watching their dogs for them, and they gave me this tropical shirt for as a thank you. And I'm like, oh, I have to wear it with my background. in my home in the Bahamas or Tahiti or.
Well, there he knows that's always nice because then you're just like, oh yeah, this is where I want to go, and then you feel like the waves and the
The
wind blowing.
waves. I know the wind. You can see the wind blowing through the
Yes,
trees and
actually,
the
that's
waves
really cool.
crashing.
Actually, me, it's just
Yeah.
like I'm always on fire, so it works for me.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Oh my gosh. Well, we should probably let the people know why we're here, what our show's all about. So first of all, let's start at the very beginning.
A very good place to
Place to
start.
start. Tell us, Miss Kitty, how did you get involved in drag in the first place? How did you get involved?
Oh my God, it's been so 22 years ago. I had moved to Santa Barbara and I didn't. I met this group of wonderful people and they happened to be the drag queens of Santa Barbara. And so during it was, I think everyone's story for turning out in drag, it was a Halloween thing, And
Yeah.
that's how it started. It's like I was like, I never dressed up before. This would kind of be fun. And so they dressed me up and I looked really good at it. And next thing you know, they're just like, hey, do you want to start performing with us? And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But next thing you know, here I am 22 years later. And I love, 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 love performing with people and expressing my, I guess my type of drag that
Yeah.
I became accustomed to. So, but yeah.
And your artistic style, your way to express yourself artistically.
Yes, I'm one of the I'm a drag queen who loves like camp and I love musical theater. So I mean I am into the Chicago and I've done I think nine and like even a lot of
Oh,
Liza
nine.
Minnelli. Yes, I love nine with who is it?
Oh, I forget who was in the original. I
Stace,
saw a million.
Fergie, she was in it.
Oh, Fergie was?
Yeah, she was
Nine?
in that. Yeah, she was in that one, and
Ah.
with Penelope Cruz.
Oh, so it was like a re what do you call it? Like a
I think it was I think it was a re rendition of the
yeah.
actual play or whatever. But yeah, stuff like that is just like I love doing. I really get into it. It's something that's just kind of more me. I have like those
Yeah.
facial expressions, and
Well, and with our production, La Femme Fatale at Center Stage, for tickets to
yes.
centerstagetheater.org, you are doing one of your numbers is from musical theater. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. So I did Megan McGauley from I think it's Young Frankenstein, and one of the songs is called "Don't Touch Me." And oh my God,
Oh,
I
that's right.
love, 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 love that song. I didn't realize how much fun it was until finally when I saw it up in like our first show that we did in July, and I was like, wow, this is actually a lot of fun to deal with that type of theater. And then my second one was Aida, and that one's my strongest suit, and that one came a little bit from my heart because there's so much involved in it with just pictures, background, the costumes that were involved in this, or actually the type of I it was more of a Polly Pocket type of visual, if that makes sense.
Totally.
But yeah, it was like really exciting for me. I thought that one right there actually made me cry. Someone showed me a video of it, and that actually did make me cry a little bit because I was just like, wow, that came from a really deep place for the drag that I've been doing for the past 22 years.
Well, and not to give too much away, but and we won't, but
Oh yeah.
it really comes from you can tell it comes from a personal place for you because the number features all the different acts that you've done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the different dresses that you've used. And I have to say, I love that number. I love the whole aspect of it. And we don't want to get, like I said, we don't give too much away, but the paper dolls dresses.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And then the changing backstage.
Oh my God, that was such a hassle.
I know.
It was so much work. But you know what, though? At the end of like that 2-day show that we did, it was like, it was so rewarding. And I'm so glad that we got to do something like this. It was a different aspect of performing with such like professional lighting and just
and the sound
everyone, and directors and sounds and everything. It was absolutely amazing. It actually was really I guess so, because you get the chills.
And one thing we should point out to our viewers and listeners is that this show came out of the French festival that Center Stage has put on for the last 10 years, because let's see. So Center Stage took over
years, so we haven't performed for the French festival.
Well,
2 years, right?
Yeah. Well, it's been like 3 years since the last French festival, because it was 2019, I think, was the last time.
That's right, because this year we didn't do it either. So
yeah. So we didn't have the French festival, and because of the pandemic and all that, unfortunately, that's kind of put a damper on things. And hopefully the festival will be back next year.
That's the goal, right?
What's that?
That's the goal, right?
That's the goal. Yeah, I mean, we're just barely sort of kind of getting through COVID, and now there's monkeypox, and it's like, oh God, where's that?
Oh my
lead?
God, you can't touch no one now.
I know you. I know you can't touch anybody. It's like, don't give me a hug. It was just like your number. Don't touch me.
Oh my God, have you seen Grindr? Oh my God, it's so funny. It's like, if you don't have vaccine, or if you're infected, please don't be on here, or don't touch me, or whatever.
Don't touch me. Yeah,
it's so funny. I'm just like, oh no.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
but but anyway, so that's where this show kind of came out of the French festival, because the French festival used to have the Les Femmes Fatales drag review. And it was like kind of ended the evening both days of the French festival.
Right.
And but we decided to kind of pull that, and because it's the one thing that we could do at the theater, because obviously you can't do the whole festival in the theater. It's just way too big.
Yeah.
I'm being silly, but so anyway, that's where Les Femmes Fatales at Center Stage came from. And you and our other co-producer, Belladonna Santa Barbara, put it together. What was the experience like for you, putting this show on? Cause I know you were kind of involved with the French festival version. How was your experience with this, go around?
You know, I'm going to say, here's a good word for it. Very stressful. And, it was exhilarating at the same time, to see everyone's, individual personality for their numbers, and to actually bring that number more alive was actually very, that was just exciting to see. I think that with involved in that, all bullshit aside and everything that happened along that, I think it was, for me, it was more, I loved being involved, helping those others, trying to do with lighting and sound, and then, ideas of what, what looks good and what didn't look good or whatever. I really did like that involvement of being a producer. My first time being a producer for something like this. And it was like, it was a job. It was really a job. And it was really like, it was a lot of work.
It is. It's a lot of work. It's because I come from a theater background, and I've directed plays, and I've also acted, and it's, people don't realize what goes into doing a theatrical number like this.
And then on top of that, you have your drag already enough is hard as it is,
right. And to put the whole thing together just from your performance, which leads to my next question, is what is your process when you create a number for drag? How does it all begin for you?
I think most of my songs that I've ever done is something that actually, it comes from I guess like a personal involvement in my life. So like certain songs that I've actually done, we'll say like we'll say Liza comes to me. Her music, it's really could be really sad, but it has this like touching I guess sound or I would say like involvement with the words and what she puts out into her music. For me, that would be kind of like almost like the same thing, is that it involves me with like what she's actually telling in her story. The nice thing about like what I in any songs that I do, I think a lot of it for me is just having a story behind it. And if it connects with me, then that actually makes the performance come out a lot more alive when I do perform it. Does that make sense?
Totally, that totally makes sense. So like in the example of Liza, you would probably take the song, and if the lyrics speak to you,
Yeah.
however they speak to you in your own personal experience.
Right. So I mean, like, there's like Chicago. I mean, even Tina Turner. I mean, for the French Festival, I always did Tina Turner every year. And I
Fun.
used to wear this outfit that was like, it looked like kind of like a bath mat.
Did you do Proud Mary?
No, you know, I did What Love's Got to Do with It.
Oh, okay.
And oh my God, and I had the hair, you know, the big old, you know, Tina
The
Turner
big hair.
hair. And
Right.
but her the what my costume basically looked like, it was just kind of like a low cut bath mat on my body and just kind of furry. But it showed my arms, and you know, Tina has these massive, beautiful arms that when she performs, you just look at them. Whenever she's out there, she's just so gorgeous when she performs. That for me, it's just like that's what I kind of want to do, because I'm like, I think I have nice arms. I could do this.
Totally. She always wore, very, very, I don't want to say skimpy, but, very, tight, dresses or whatnot. And she always looked like she had been working out for,
Doesn't she? I mean,
she
like, and her
does.
legs are absolutely gorgeous.
They
That's just, and I
are.
love doing, like, I actually have really, I know I have nice legs, so when I do those type of performance, I have to make sure that my dress is high enough so that my legs kind of stand out.
Totally. So, Tina Turner and Liza, are there other icons that you, well, either you have done or that maybe you would like to do in the future?
I'm still dying to actually, there is a couple more Liza numbers that I want to do. There's one that I've been dying to do, which called is Menhir, and it's
Oh.
from her musical, or I guess her musical from Cabaret, and that
Yes.
has such an involvement into it. I mean, she is so involved with that music, that whole choreography and her music and everything else. So that's something I've never done, but I actually have always wanted to do it, because it involves, you have to put in like dance with the chair, you have to have background dancers, and you know, there's it's just a lot of involvement, which for me, I would have loved to do actually. So, but I one day I'll get to it. I'll get
You know what I would
to
love to see happen? I don't know if this would be something you'd want to do or another performer, but I
it.
would love to see somebody like recreate Judy Garland and Barbra Streisand doing their two different Happy Days. And have you ever seen that when Judy Garland she had her show back in the 60s, it was black and white.
Yes.
And the two of them are just sitting like on a at the edge of the stage or on a platform or something.
Oh, that's right. Her Judy Garland show. I remember watching a couple of those in. Yeah, those are actually really great.
They're
She's
great.
the, oh my God, Judy Garland was such an icon. She,
Such an icon.
it's just to watch her performance and just her involvement and everything. She was
And
so
there's a
amazing.
wonderful performance that she did of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, obviously not the
Oh,
movie
I've
version.
done that one. I've done her Judy Garland Over the Rainbow, but I
Oh,
did it
have
with
you?
Patti LaBelle. I did it with Patti LaBelle.
Oh, but
Yes,
there's one where
yes.
she like there was a performance, I think it was during her TV show, where she comes down and she sits on the edge of the stage or something, or she's just sitting on the stage and she's singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, but it's a very different interpretation of it. It's kind of, it's not the one from the, obviously not from the movie, but not the version of the movie, but it's like a very more subtler, but anyway, she's
Patti LaBelle did a nice rendition of it. I don't know. She did it in the one that I picked is from I think from the 70s. And oh my God, she it's like going to church with her.
Oh,
And
I
you
bet with
know,
Patti LaBelle.
and I still love doing that number because oh my God, you just feel like you just wanna get a robe on and start clapping and.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, fab. And it's her singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, I've
Oh,
done that, which is absolutely, I love, it's absolutely gorgeous. But Judy Garland, yes, I mean
yeah.
she's absolutely would be one. She's close. I mean, she's the same thing as doing Liza. I mean, if you ever see Liza and her,
Oh, it's
she's
true.
pretty much, Liza kind of mimics Judy Garland, but Judy Garland has a different
Yeah, you can tell that there is a mother-daughter
similarity.
similarity. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. There's been many times where I've watched Liza Minnelli perform, years after her mother passed, and you can see the influence from her mom. You can tell there's that influence in there when
Oh
she.
yeah, when there was a song or music that she wanted to do, it was done. And Judy
Yeah.
Garland took no, like, let's do this, which is like, I got this choreography, let's do this, sing it out, blah blah blah. And then she would pull it out. I mean, that was Judy Garland. She was there just to basically please everyone to watch her. I mean, like, and they did. And then it's just absolutely, she was one of those, definitely an icon for everyone. Yeah.
Right. By the way, I'm chatting with Miss Kitty Willows, also known as Joel Ramirez. Miss Kitty is
Hey.
one of our performers in Les Femmes Fatales at Center Stage. And if you'd like to go, you can get tickets on the Center Stage website, centerstagetheater.org. That's centerstagetheater.org. And if you also want to do it the old-fashioned way, you can give them a call at the box office, 805-963-0408. Again, that's 805-963-0408 or centerstagetheater.org. And then, Miss Kitty, tell us a little bit about what's going on when you're not doing drag. What do you do in your everyday life?
Oh my God, there's well, usually I'm nursing with a hospital, but at the moment I'm kind of re-waiting for a nurse certification to be cleared. I had to go back to school and get that all cleared out and blah blah blah. So that way I can actually work at a hospital. But at the moment, you know, everyone has to, you know, try to keep up on their feet. So me, I'm doing Uber Eats, driving around.
Right. Wow.
You know.
So, what a nice balance, if you will, between, doing nursing and then doing drag and,
Yeah.
and the combination of the two. That must be, what are some of the challenges with doing nursing or rewards as well?
You know, I saw that Olivia Newton-John had passed away.
Oh, I
And
know
she
that's.
was actually my patient before I left Cottage Hospital.
Oh,
And
really?
I got to work with her. She was my personal she was my I think she was like one to one because I had a few more other clients working with that night, but I think because she was, you know, Olivia Newton-John, the hospital kind of like, you know, you just gotta keep her small, make sure that the C or me, that the patient care tech is basically what she needs. She needs to be make sure she's taken care of. But yeah, I got to take I literally got to
Wow.
she was my patient. She was so sweet. And she at that moment, you know, she had to she was still dealing with her issue with cancer. And
Right.
but you know yeah
Wow, what an
yeah
experience.
you know and she's shorter than I thought.
Yeah,
She
wow.
is shorter than I thought. I thought she was taller, but she's only like 5'3", and she's a small little thing. But she was
Wow.
absolutely wonderful. But that for me was like, regardless of who she was, my job is basically to make sure that they are comfortable, you know, they have their needs met, and you know, try to keep them not to be ashamed of what's going on, you know, behind the, you know, the scene of everything.
Right.
I keep her, you know, there's her, I guess it would say not modesty, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like being humble or
Just like, you know, I think just being part of like what her needs and just like not having to feel like, you know, embarrassed. And you know, throughout the whole night, she was at the end of the morning, she was just like, you were just a godsend. Thank you so much for being with me and taking care of me tonight. And, you know, everything that had happened, you know, during the evening, she's like, you just made it like it was no big deal. And I basically got to hold her and, you know, whatever.
Oh,
she was,
wow.
I mean, she was such a, just, it still gives me the chills about it. But
and this was when she went through cancer the first time or the.
I think this is, I would say probably last year during the summer.
Oh, okay. And so about a year ago.
So a year ago, she went in for, to get a treatment. And then she was there, I think, for two nights or whatever. And for me, I was thinking about it. It's like, what is that, OSHA? But I don't work for the company anymore, so I don't care.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but it's fine. But I she was absolutely amazing. She was just, that made me feel good that, like, I was there regardless of her star status. I was still taking care of her and she was my patient and I treated her well. I treat everyone well, but she didn't realize that, you know, she was like, oh my God, I wish I could, you know, I hope I get to have you tomorrow. And I got to have her for a couple of days and it was actually really nice to be with her. But yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. What an experience for you to, and then so sad that she passed.
I was heartbroken.
I was too. That was, to me, that hurt.
Yeah.
Losing Olivia Newton-John, that really was not good. I mean, no. It never is. I mean, when anybody passes, whether it's, a celebrity or a family member or friend, it's never good. But
I was actually really privileged just to be there and be part of her care. And I was happy that I gave her the care that she needed. And she was very grateful for me being there. And she made it to a point to tell me that. And
very cool.
She was so
sweet. I've heard so many stories about her like that, that she's just the most wonderful, genuine, kindest person. You know, not the typical celebrity, you know, she was very humble.
Was just like, you know, she knew what was going on and she was absolutely just an amazing individual. So, and then just to hear her accent.
Yes.
I loved every moment of it.
I bet. By the way, we're chatting with Miss Kitty Willows and this is Jim on the Air. And we're talking about we're talking about everything and we're having a fabulous conversation, but we're talking about our drag review and cabaret, which is coming up super fast on Thursday, August 25th, 7:30 p.m. at Center Stage Theater. And for tickets, you can log on to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org and theater spelled E-R, centerstagetheater.org. Or you can call 805-963-0408. That's 963, area code 805-963-0408 for tickets. And Miss Kitty will be involved. And we have, it's a little bit of a different show this time than we did a month ago. It looks like we're going to have the La Boheme dancers involved, which will be fun.
Okay. I'm excited about that. We wanted them there originally and they couldn't make it. And I'm so excited that they get to be a part of it this time. So
yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah,
that's going to be so much fun. That's actually is going to be great.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. And so that'll be fun. But again, it is just one night only. So you want to be sure to get your tickets now. Give them a call, 805-963-0408. Get your tickets. And by the way, there will be drinks. Normally we don't allow beverages in the theater, but for this show, we have sippy cups. We have the little sippy cups with the little lids.
And they're good sippy cups too, because I remember they gave me a drink just to kind of relax and I was relaxed.
Oh good. I might have to have a little cocktail, you know, before I go on stage.
You should, because I mean, like, literally that was like, they were just like
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, they just poured it in there,
They
and I
poured
was like,
something. There was something in that little blue cup with the lid. But
yeah.
we have all kinds of cocktails, but we also have non-alcoholic beverages for those who don't want to, have alcohol, obviously. But the cocktails are available. And I found out actually our VIP tables are already sold out.
Are they really?
Yeah,
Oh,
so
that's
the
cool.
tables are already sold out, but the rest of the venue is still available, all the regular seats, and you'll be able to bring your cocktail in with your sippy cup, and you got to keep the lid on. You can't take the
Gotta
lid
keep the
off.
lid on. Yes, don't we have no messy drunks in there. But if
No,
you start
no.
drinking more, we do look prettier at some point.
That's true, yeah. And yeah, so I'll be out there with my top hat and my tails and doing my MC stuff, hosting and moving the show along, so that'll be fun. So, Miss Kitty, I have some questions that I want to ask you, and
Oh,
these
good.
are
Ask
some
away.
what I always like to do in my show. I like to have random questions,
Okay.
and nothing pressing. This isn't, meet the press or anything like that. This is just for fun. And honestly, you can make up answers because who would know?
I know, right? No one cares.
Except for your friends and family. But other than that, but the first one I want to the first one I want to ask you is, what are you most excited about right now?
Oh, you know what? I'm really excited to start a new job. So that's for me right now. It's just the waiting period. So I'm waiting for this job opportunity that's supposed to happen with a company called oh God, American Health or whatever. And
Oh,
it's for
okay.
me as a traveling CNA. And
Oh, okay.
yeah, so I get to hopefully my first assignment's supposed to be with Cedars-Sinai, and I'm really excited. So hopefully, that comes through soon. So
Nice.
right now, that's what I'm waiting for. That's just right now. It's just
Oh,
my thing.
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, that is
but
exciting.
yeah, the
Yeah.
only thing is it's taking forever, and you're getting all stressed out because
Is
you
it
know
just
that.
the bureaucratic stuff, getting the paperwork
Yeah, you know what?
through?
It for me, you know, I've been doing healthcare for about 15 years or 14 and a half years, but generally 15 years. But my thing is that the company wants my CNA license to be reissued, and I let it go when I was working for Cottage Hospital in Santa Barbara, 2017 or something, and it was like way overdue at some point. So I had to redo my CNA course.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so that was kind of a struggle. But anyways, that was kind of now it's done.
Now it's
And
done, and it's just the waiting period of waiting
now
for
it's
it to
just
all
the
come
waiting.
through.
Everything has to
Yeah.
clear with, you know, government and live scan and fingerprints and, you know.
Oh, I know all that. All that. Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
been an ongoing thing. But yeah, that's right now that's what I'm waiting for. And that's
Well,
making me
fingers
very
crossed that all
anxious.
comes through
Yes, thank you.
soon.
Please say a little
Absolutely.
prayer.
Yes. We'll say a little prayer and fingers crossed and all that good
Yes.
stuff. Make sure that it all
Yes, let's
comes
get it
through as it
going
should.
because
Yeah.
I'm here to save people's lives. That's my job.
Oh, well, and kudos to you and thank you for choosing this career path because there aren't enough nurses out there, and it's great that you are doing this type of work.
Thank you.
So
Yeah.
thank you for that. Okay, so my next question for you is, what's your guilty pleasure?
God, there's so many.
So let's make a category. Let's start with guilty pleasure for television.
Television. Oh, you know what? I always fall back on Sailor Moon. I'm an anime person.
Oh, are you? Okay.
I, you know, some of the, I don't know if you've ever watched anime cartoons or whatever, but
I'm not
some
a
of them
big
have.
anime person, but I know who Sailor Moon is.
Oh, thanks. See, someone knows Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is literally my favorite anime character because her storyline is basically just about love in general, but like everything still has fucked up issues, but she still somehow comes up on top, and she's kind of like a mentor in my head a little bit because she makes things she makes it everything, you know, everything's gonna be okay
Yeah.
regardless, you know,
Okay.
and that's something you have to like really realize sometimes in your life, even in general in your own life, but
Right, right.
She's definitely my guilty pleasure. If I'm feeling sad or something, I'm watching Sailor Moon 24 hours.
And it just brings you right back up to
It
a
does,
positive.
you know, she just because she makes you cry. Like her
Oh.
animation makes me cry, and literally, I will be on the floor like with tissues and.
Yeah. Can I please tell you my guilty pleasure? I should probably shouldn't admit this, but my guilty pleasure for TV is HGTV.
Oh my God,
I
really?
watch everything on HGTV, all the home improvement shows. I
Is
just
that like so? Okay, so you really enjoy just like people watching and building stuff and like
Yeah,
making like.
build it. Well, like doing the renovations, or when people are like when they buy a house and then renovate it, or if the ones where they flip a house
Oh
and
my God.
like all.
I would have pegged you for watching like Housewives or something like that.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not into that show. No, my other guilty pleasure though is American Horror Story.
Have you been watching the new season? It's so
No, I haven't
good.
yet. I need to.
Oh, it's so good. It's so on a different path, but oh my God, it's a
Oh.
lot more. And this last episode that was posted on Hulu, it was a little nasty. It was
Oh,
like,
really?
yeah, they made it a little nasty, this one. And I was like,
What? You're all, oh, that's a little too, you're like, oh
well.
my,
Yeah, it was, you know, a
the
friend, so my girlfriend, she messaged me and she was like, "Did you see that episode?" And I was like, "It wasn't that bad, I'm all lying." And I was like, "No, it was really nasty because they had like pimples popping and putting it in your mouth with the pus and stuff." And it was like,
Oh my God.
I know, it was so gross that it was just like, oh, they went a little bit above their level, but
That
that was.
they kind of pushed the envelope just a little too far.
Yes, but it was so
Oh.
bad. Oh, I love it. I love
Oh my gosh. Well,
it.
I haven't watched it at all this season, but don't they put the whole season on Hulu?
No, they do it weekly.
Oh, it's just
They
weekly.
do.
Okay.
Yeah, they do it weekly.
I'll have to
Yeah.
see if I can look for
Try to catch
that.
it. It's so good right now. They
Yeah.
have some really good episodes on there that would just, they're kind of, have you ever seen, I think it's called Love, War, and Robots, I think, or.
Oh, I think I've heard of that. I haven't seen it though.
It's on Netflix,
Okay.
and it's like every single episode's different. They're like cartoons or real life or whatever, and they sometimes go above and beyond on their episodes and stuff.
Oh,
And you,
really?
yeah, some of them are just like, woo, very gruesome, and then some of the ones you're just kind of like, wow, that was just puts your a thought level into a whole different perspective of like how life really runs, you know.
Yeah. Well, and what I like about shows like that and American Horror Story is that it takes you on a roller coaster, and then sometimes you think, okay, I know where this is going, I know where it's going, and all of a sudden it just does a complete, about left or whatever, and you're like,
Yeah.
whoa, didn't see that
Yeah, that's like I think that's the best thing about it. Like
coming.
I mean, for American Horror Story, my favorite season I think is season 3 with the witches, and then I
Yes,
think
mine too. I love that one.
season I guess the season 10 was it season 10 when they come back?
Oh, when they was that
Where
the
they're fighting the
apocalypse?
devil basically or whatever. Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah, they kind of they did a combination of the coven. There was like
The world ending apocalypse. Oh,
the
that's what it was
apocalypse.
called, apocalypse. Yeah.
That one was a
So
good one. I was like,
that, oh,
whoa.
my jaw was like this moment.
Yeah, me too. My jaw was like the whole time. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, I can't believe they went there.
Oh,
But
they did, and they did. I loved
they
it.
did. That was a good one too. I wouldn't mind if they brought back Coven or some kind of version of that, because I love the witches.
I heard they were actually gonna like do a cutoff spinoff with that because it was such a highly demanded episodes or a season.
Season, yeah.
And I heard that they were thinking about putting their own personal show on that, the
Oh,
spinoff
a
for
spin-off
that.
of, oh, that would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, that would have been great, but they never went all the way with it though. So I
Would
was
that
really
have been
bummed.
Ryan Murphy? Would he have That would have
Yeah.
been him
Yeah.
doing it. Okay, nice. One more question, and then I probably have to let you go
Okay.
because of the time. But okay, so if there was a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
Pastrami.
Oh, I love pastrami.
red, hot meat slithering in your mouth, type of thing.
Hot meat.
Yes,
Wait, are we talking about food or something else? Sandwich, sandwich.
Yeah, well, that's just kind of me, hot,
Yeah.
it's a little slippery every now and then, but
Oh, there
got
you
me
go,
some
pastrami.
mustard and some pepperoncinis, and I
Oh,
like
pepperoncinis.
avocados on it. Oh, good times. And you
Oh.
put that bread and just kind of get that crunch.
Do you ever get a sandwich over at Sam's to go when you're in Santa Barbara?
No, it's the Mesa Deli, not Mesa Deli.
South Coast
There's
Deli. South Coast
no,
Deli?
no, 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 no.
Oh.
It's over at the mall at La Cumbre.
At the Coomber Mall.
Yeah, there's a little
Oh,
sandwich place
yeah.
there.
The Pasa Deli.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. I
Oh,
have.
dude, yeah.
Well, Sam's to
They have the best
go.
sandwiches in town.
The next time you're in Santa Barbara, Sam's to go, at least the one in Goleta, has like a pastrami, hot pastrami sandwich, and you can have avocado put on it, and you get like a foot long, and the whole thing is smeared with avocado, and it's
Ooh.
so good, and you can get all the fixings with it as well. It's really good.
Ooh, that does sound good. Ooh, now you're
Yeah.
making me
I know. It's like, ooh, time for dinner. Oh,
hungry. Actually, yes,
yeah, kind
it
of,
is.
yeah, at this time. Well, Miss Katie, I wish we could continue talking, but I do have to let you go. I could
Okay.
keep chatting for, forever. But before we go, is there anything else you want to put out about the show, about you, or anything that we might have missed? Any info?
I'm excited. I really hope a lot of people come to this show. It was so every single performer on there is just very they have everything so well put together, and you just literally can't take your eyes off of anything in it. And if I would say that it was one of the most amazing shows that we've done, and I'm really glad that we got to put something like that together for people. And I really hope that everyone does come to see this, one more time, before we, move on to the next type of thing. But hopefully, there's a bit more shows later on in our history. But yeah, I just want people to come. Just come see the show. It's amazing. I
Absolutely.
think it's gonna be great. I think you're absolutely gonna be entertained through the whole time.
I was just going to say it's going to be very entertaining. It's going to be a little bit of eye candy, a little bit of everything. There's paper doll dresses, and there's musical theater, and
There's
there's
booby
camp.
dancing,
Yeah, there's a little bit of striptease, a little burlesque, a little bit of
Yes, it
everything.
has a little bit of everything. Comedy,
Comedy.
it's just so well put together. I'm so happy that we got to do something like that, and it's there.
I
So,
agree.
definitely, if you don't have the chance to come and see it, please come and see it for this, on Thursday of the 25th.
Yeah.
You would definitely, it's so worth it.
It's gonna
It's
be a lot of fun.
such a good show. Yeah.
Exactly. And again, the show is called La Femme Fatale at Center Stage. And again, it'll be Thursday, the 25th of August at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, you want to log on to centerstagetheater.org. That's centerstagetheater.org. Or you can call the box office, 805-963-0408, 805-963-0408. And yeah, and come check out the show. And if you want to know what I'm up to, of course, the show's called Jim on the Air. You can find my show on my website, jimsiriani.com. That's JIMSIRIANNI. You can also find it on YouTube and Twitter and all the social medias. And all the different platforms. It's available on Spotify, Anchor.fm, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast, just to name a few. And if you watch it on YouTube, you get to see our smiling little faces on this version of it, on the YouTube version. Me and my vacation home in the Bahamas.
I'm going there one day, watch. I'm gonna be there. And
I know. That's on my bucket list too.
I'm gonna send you a little video so you can put me in the background and you'll just see me playing like waving like this.
For those who can watch it, yeah, this little tree that's, this palm tree that's in my background, it'll just be you hanging from the
Yes,
tree.
I'll be like,
Hey! Exactly.
hey, dude.
But Miss Kitty, thank you so much for being with us on the show today, and continued success with everything you're doing with the nursing career and drag and all that stuff. And
Thank
thank you
you
so
so
much for
much.
being on.
Thank you, Jim.
It's my pleasure. And again, go check out the show, Les Femmes Fatales at Center Stage. For tickets, centerstagetheater.org. And thank you all so much for watching and or listening. And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody. This has been Jim on the Air. Jim on the Air is the show about anything and everything. So, if you'd like to be a part of Jim on the Air, or you have an idea for a topic, shoot me an email to jimontheair@gmail.com. That's jimontheair@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jim on the Air. And if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, and share this video. I would greatly appreciate it. Jim on the Air is a presentation of 5J's Media Production and was recorded earlier for presentation at this time.